every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Hey, getting closer. Last week of August, we're going to break down the highs and lows of the last week and standings, obviously, and curtain call questions in segment three. So, again, great to have you back. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. And that's what it's all about. It's about being a dirtbag on the field, off the field, everywhere, every day, all day. And that's getting up, getting after it, getting dirty. That's the bottom line. And you know it. It's been like that since the start. It'll be like that until the very end, whenever that comes. So, all right. Hopefully, again, you've had a great week. If you are out there playing, you're an incoming college player, returning college player, getting practices going. Fall practice is always exciting. To see old friends, new teammates, just get back on the field again, get it going, and feeling that energy of a new season and being excited about it. So if you're at that level as a player, we hope it's going well and it's off to a great start and you're settling in, especially if you're a freshman. Noel and I both know that experience, and it's something that you never forget. It's an exciting time, but it can be an overwhelming time. So enjoy that journey. Parents out there, if you need help with navigating the baseball journey for your child, please reach out to us. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You got our guarantee. We will guarantee that we will answer it and try to help you navigate that situation to the best of your ability. Our experience allows us to do that. So you have that trust and guarantee with us, and that will always be there. Obviously, if you want to just send in curtain call questions, that's the way to do it as well. And we'll try our very best to get them on a show for you. It's a big part of our show, and it's a big part of our week that we like and enjoy. So, and obviously to all the servicemen and women out there, can't thank you enough for doing what you do each and every day, wherever you are in the world at this point in time. You allow us to be a part of baseball and live our life the way we want to and afford to do it. So thanks is never enough. But you know from the bottom of my heart, we mean it when we say it. And we thank you also for letting us come into your homes every week and being a part of that. And we hope that we bring that enjoyment to you for sure. There's no question about it. So, like I said at the top, lots to talk about. Again, it's getting down, Nolan. It's getting down, Dirtbags, to just over 4 weeks left. And there's still a lot of teams fighting for it. So we're excited about tonight's show. We hope you are too. So settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Kohl's Labor Day sale is here. Sure, it's hard to admit summer's ending, but with $10 off $25 spent at Kohl's, you can stop living in denial and start living in cute cardigans. Yep, we're back to wearing layers. So welcome fall with savings on jeans, tees, candles, and comfy bedding. And earn Kohl's cash all weekend. Trust me, your future cozy self will thank you. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends September 1st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where are you kicking things off?
Yeah, obviously, Justin Verlander today making more history, passed Walter Johnson on the all-time strikeout list, jumps up into eighth place all-time, 3,516 career punch-outs. He ended up finishing with four more strikeouts in the game to get up to 3,520. But, yeah, next up on the list, Gaylord Perry with 35-34. Outside chance to catch Don Sutton, who has 3,574 strikeouts. Obviously, Max Scherzer, kind of, he's on the list, but not really on the list. Down at 11th place, he's got 3,468 strikeouts right now for his career.
Yeah, absolutely. Exciting moment for Justin Verlander, his family, and former teammates, present teammates, everything else that goes with it. I want to talk a little bit more about that situation and the curtain call questions too, Nolan. So I'm going to leave a little bit more on that subject for the third segment, Dirtbags.
Then obviously some pretty major injuries over the past week. Biggest one being Zach Wheeler. Obviously, needs some blood clots removed from his throwing arm. Ends up going to be out probably 6 to 8 months is what they're speculating right now. Obviously, it's never good news, especially when you're losing your ace. I get that Philadelphia's got some horses. Aaron Nola just recently came back, but once again, hasn't pitched like he normally has. So, yeah, obviously, the Zach Wheeler news was a bit of a heartbreaker.
I don't care what you say, man. That's just flat out devastating to your team. And I think you're seeing it in the last two games when it got announced against the Mets. That's a big series. I mean, they got a little bit of breathing room on them, or had a little bit of breathing room coming into the series. And two butt whoopings. Last night's game, Cristobal Sanchez, I mean, got off to a good start. He had three good solid innings. And then all of a sudden the wheels fell off or whatever. And what it ended up, I think, 11-2 at the end of the day. And in favor of the Mets and back to back. I mean, and I think there's a little bit of energy that goes off of that, even though they're professionals and they go, you know, hey, it's business. We got to move forward. We can't dwell on it. I don't care who it is. That's your horse, right, Noli? That's your horse you're talking about. And you just found out that he's not going to be there the rest of the ride this year. He's going to be there, but he's not going to be on the mound for you. One every five, one every six games, and definitely in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously devastating news for the Phillies, especially with how well that they've been playing. And I mean, the lead that they have in the NL East, you still got a month left, but all of a sudden, yeah, that's a huge blow. I mean, it's still a good rotation, obviously. You got Christopher Sanchez, Nola, you got Jesus Luzardo.
Suarez.
Ranger Suarez. Rangers. And obviously Taiwan Walker kind of as the fill-in guy. But, I mean, it's obviously missing that Zach Wheeler. Like, that's a big loss right there.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you look at Schwarber on the offensive side of things. What is he? He's number one in the league right now. Hard hit contact. If he finishes it up, he's going to overtake Judge this year in that component. Judge has owned that for the last, half a decade, I think it is. So, you know, there's lots of good pieces. Bryce looks like he's starting to get on a bit of a roll and stuff like that. We all know how hot he can get and tear it up. I mean, it's a good team still. Make no question about it. But the bottom line is, there's nobody out there, whether you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan, Nolan, or Dirtbags, or not a Philadelphia fan, that you just don't easily move forward without knowing that he's there. It's going to take them a few games to be able to just sit there and say, okay, we're through the shock. We're professionals now. It's done. We got to move forward. And they might even have to come from Zach Wheeler himself, right? He's got to go through his own mindset to get through it, but maybe he needs to come in there, guys, and just say, hey, guys, you can't worry about me. You got to worry about this team. We got to worry about this Philly fanatics and move forward.
Then, yeah, the second pretty significant injury, obviously, Nathan Eovaldi. I get that Texas isn't theoretically out of the playoffs. Obviously, they're on the outside looking in. Season was already up in smoke. Considering what kind of the expectations were for them this year. I get that they weren't necessarily World Series favorites, but everybody knows the Bruce Bochy rule. He wins every other year, right? So that obviously the expectation, I think, for most coming into the year, especially with some of their young guys being healthy, was playoffs. Now it seems like that's a foregone conclusion that they will be done. He's got a rotator cuff strain, will be out for the remainder of the season, and obviously Marcus Semien placed on the IL as well for the first time since 2017.
Yeah, a couple of shockers, man. There's no question. I mean, especially when you're right on that peripheral of a wild card, especially Nathan Eovaldi with how he's transformed his career and developed into an actual pitcher. And we all know what he can do come playoffs if they are in the playoffs. So Semien, absolutely another shock. And then the third one, Nolan, I saw there yesterday pop up or whatever, and that Bruce Bochy make an announcement that he's going to step down after the season.
I didn't see that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it pop up on social media again. So, again, I'm not sure if it is. Fans, send it in to us if it is 100% confirmation, if that was real. By the looks of what I saw, it was real. He just made the announcement because then all of a sudden it was kind of like the Giants were jumping on it. Does Posey bring him back and stuff like that? But, again, more to talk about in the third segment. I know you got more to go through, Nolan, so carry on.
Yeah, obviously, I think the biggest news, kind of though, from the past week would be Barcelo signing a contract with the Baltimore Orioles. There, 8 years, $68 million. Obviously, sends a message to the Baltimore Orioles fan base saying, "Hey, listen, we're ready to rock and roll. Let's get this thing going." Shows very strongly that, hey, you know what, the new ownership group is willing to pay money. They are willing to keep their core in place. Obviously, he's a key component of the future for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, you have to do it, right? You got to step up. And you know, we've all seen what the season Adley Rutschman hasn't had, unfortunately, because he's been on the IL so long. And we know it catches up with you as catchers. So you know what, maybe that frees up a bit of time for him to go down, maybe learn first base, DH and catch, who knows, but you're making good moves with that good young core. Let's be honest, they're going to bounce back next year. If you can spend your money wisely on the young core and hit on the majority of them moving forward and continuing maturation and growth as an elite player, you're going to be in a good place to be able to go out there and fill up your pitching rotation with depth And that's what you always need to do, right? You gotta save some money for the depth, especially if you got position players that are young and hungry and healthy. You're going to be in a good position. So that was a good signing by Baltimore. It's good to see them. Good show of faith for the fans. Appreciation of coming all year on a tough year. But I think the Orioles fans are smart enough. It was a blip. It was a disappointing blip, but we got a good young team. Let's see what ownership really looks like. And then, hey, we can get on board with this.
And then finally, just for this segment, obviously some key components were coming back this week for quite a few different teams, but none bigger than Yordan Alvarez coming back to Houston. Obviously, Houston still in the driver's seat in the American League West. They're obviously going to be a playoff team again. And I mean, now you're just adding one of your big horses back to the lineup. First game back, obviously didn't do too much or anything like that, but I mean, still just getting Yordan Alvarez back into the fold there in Houston. Obviously that's a big piece.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I mean, you're absolutely, they need it because they got a good offense, but they're struggling a little bit. They got to find their footing. But let's be honest about that pitching staff, the way they've lost guys in the last 2 weeks. They're playing some bad baseball right now, and they're losing key relievers, really key relievers, obviously, up and down that roster. So they're not filling them in very easily. If there's some guy, I mean, what did they do? I think they signed Craig Kimbrel. Did they see that?
Yeah.
So what are you going to get out of him? Who knows? I mean, you're not looking at what you did in the past. You're looking at present and future, right?
Well, and you saw what he did in that one inning of relief with Atlanta. And I mean, he certainly wasn't touching the upper 90s like he used to be. He was sitting in the low 9s, and you're just hoping to get some innings out of him. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to talk about the standings.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about with the standings and movement. Get after it.
Yeah, so last week talked on the NL side first. This week we'll start out on the American League side, jumping in with the American League West. Houston Astros 72-60, 4-6 in their last 10. Seattle Mariners 71-62, 3-7 in their last 10. Texas Rangers 67-67, 6-4 in their last 10. Los Angeles Angels 62-70, 3-7 in their last 10. Sacramento Athletics 62-72, continue to be the best team in the American League West, which is surprising everybody. 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah, the A's are a lot like last year, right? Second half team. What were they? The best, second best, third best, top three second half team, right? So again, it's a division that's going through some turmoil right now. Nobody wants to run away and win it. Obviously Seattle had a couple of tough series with the Mets and the Phillies over the last week, but still, hey, you want to be in the playoffs? By God, you better get after it, man, especially with the big thumpers doing it, right? You got up to 50 this week. Everybody knows there's no use talking about what he's doing. Everybody's paying attention. So Julio is still playing better and hitting better, but man, they got to make a move here. Gilbert did look good, too, over the weekend.
Well, that's it. No, like you said, Seattle, I mean, for what, the past 3 or 4 years, it's basically been like this, where they're a cusp playoff team, they're in the playoff hunt right up until the final month, and then all of a sudden they just choke it out, and they can't get over that hump. Now, this year has to be the year. Otherwise, I think you got to blow it all up in Seattle. Jumping over to the American...
I'm just going to say I agree 100%, especially after going out and making the Naylor and Suarez move.
Yeah.
They got to quit fooling around that team. They got to pull together as a team, and by God, they got to get after it. I'm getting fired up about it because that is a good team, and that it's ridiculous the way they're playing for me personally. They got to be better.
Jumping over to the American League Central, Detroit Tigers, once again, best team in the American League, 78-56, 6-4 in their last 10. Kansas City Royals, 68-65, 6-4 in their last 10. Cleveland Guardians, 66-66, 3-7 in their last 10. Minnesota Twins, 60-72, 3-7 in their last 10. Chicago White Sox, 48-84, 4-6 in their last 10. Cleveland, basically out of the hunt now. Minnesota, officially kind of out of the hunt now. Kansas City, though, climbing back into the hunt. Now, still on the outside looking in, but only, what, 3 games back of Seattle for the final wild card spot.
Yeah, Kansas City's playing some good baseball. There's no question about it. The offense is doing real well right now. One troubling point for me, Nolan, and Dirtbags is Seth Lugo. He signs that contract about a month ago now, a little over a month ago, I guess, or at the All-Star break, and he's just been terrible since. He's been a completely different pitcher. He had a good start over the weekend against Detroit, and then it just blew out. All of a sudden, they just got to him, and he's got more walks and strikeouts. Everything's gone. So that's a real trouble point for me, Seth Lugo. They got to get him figured out real quick moving forward.
The Pasquatch, though, 5 straight games with a bomb there last week and into this week, mm-hmm. I guess, obviously. But yeah, no, the offense is rolling. The pitching staff is stinking a little bit, that's for sure. Riley Green, I got to give a shout-out to him. Longest home run in Detroit Tigers history, according to StatCast era. 471-foot grand slam against the Sacramento Athletics this past week. Jumping over to the American League East, you get the Toronto Blue Jays, 77-56, 5-5 in their last 10. Boston Red Sox, 73-60. 6-4 in their last 10. New York Yankees, 73-60, 7-3 in their last 10. Tampa Bay Rays, 64-69, 4-6 in their last 10. Baltimore Orioles, 60-72, 4-6 in their last 10. Tampa Bay, obviously, it is what it is. They're just kind of playing spoiler now, same as Baltimore. But Boston, obviously, going into Yankee Stadium and beating the heck out of them. Like, the Yankees, obviously, finally won a game there. What was that? I think the third game of that series. To end the 8-game winning streak that the Boston Red Sox had on them. I don't really know what to say. Obviously, the Yankees still kind of playing ho-hum baseball. Stanton's looking pretty good. They're hoping Judge can come back and play in the outfield, but it's still the Toronto Blue Jays division minus Jeff Hoffman, who continues to stink in the ninth inning role.
Well, same thing I talked about last week a little bit with the Blue Jays. They got to really bear down in that. They've obviously had a tremendous run since June and stuff like that. Really put things together, but still now it's time to bear down and get after it. So, and really show whether you are a true playoff team that's going to take a deep run, or you're just players. On the Yankee side of things, we all know about the Red Sox, and they're just playing some good baseball all the way through. The Yankees, good thing they went out and got some depth at the trade deadline, because I can see Anthony Volpe, just a disastrous year for him. Just I don't know what's going on, too much pressure in his mind. New York's getting to him. I'm not just sure, but it is an abysmal year for him, and he's already sat out a couple times this week. I can see it happening more and more moving forward. Because he's an albatross in that lineup right now. He's 0-4s every night, it seems like.
Call it what it is. He's not a big leaguer anymore. He's just not. He can't play the position defensively, and he's hitting Mendoza line. And it's not like he's Kyle Schwarber Mendoza line stats. Like, he's at best league average hitter right now. And that's even a stretch. That's a stretch. Yeah. That's my point. Like, it's like, yeah, he's not the shortstop for the New York Yankees, is what I'm getting at. Anyways.
Yeah, I think you're 100%.
Jumping over to the National League, starting out with the National League West. You get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 76-57, 6-4 in their last 10. San Diego Padres, 75-58, 6-4 in their last 10. San Francisco Giants, 64-68, 5-5 in their last 10. Arizona Diamondbacks, 64-69, 4-6 in their last 10. Colorado Rockies, 38-94, 5-5 in their last 10. Arizona, I'll start out with them. Lourdes Gurriel. I don't know if you saw this or not, Kirk. I was seeing this today, and honestly, I knew he was having a good month. I didn't realize how good of a month he was having. He's got an outside chance to pass, I think it's Luis Gonzalez, for most RBIs in a calendar month by an Arizona Diamondback. He's at 32 right now. He needs 37 to get the all-time record for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
All right, so he's got 4 or 5 days left, stuff like that. That's good to see. You look at the Dodgers, they lost, 2 out of 3 against the Padres. That's going to be a good NL showdown if they can match up in the playoffs and stuff like that. I'm still not sure who wins that series. They're just interesting. The home game advantage, I really do think, is going to come down to that one for sure. And the Giants are just kind of playing run-me-out baseball, it seems like. So, hey, it is what it is.
Jumping over to the National League Central, you get the Milwaukee Brewers, 83-50, 5-5 in their last 10. Chicago Cubs, 76-56, 7-3 in their last 10. Cincinnati Reds, 68-65, 4-6 in their last 10. St. Louis Cardinals, 65-68, 4-6 in their last 10. Pittsburgh Pirates, 58-75, 6-4 in their last 10. Paul Skeens, I think, has solidified himself as the National League Cy Young. I think that's fair to say, probably. Bubba Chandler looked pretty good in his debut, punching a couple of guys out at 100 miles an hour. But obviously, Milwaukee Brewers just continue to play good baseball. And Kyle Tucker obviously came back over the past couple of days and started looking like Kyle Tucker of old.
He sure did, man. Yeah, he looks good again. He had a couple days rest, like you said, or whatever, and that reset. And so far, he's reset real well. They got to do the same with PCA if they want to make a good run with that. They got to get that kid humming again, too. So the Brewers, obviously, playing great baseball. The one blemish that they had, unfortunately, in the past week for me was Bob Uecker Day. I think it was Sunday. Beautiful day. All great. Great tribute to Uecker by all the players, the whole organization, and then they lose it in the ninth inning. That was a disappointment for sure. There's no question, especially with how well they've been playing.
Finally, the National League East, you get the Philadelphia Phillies, 76-56, 6-4 in their last 10. New York Mets, 71-61, 7-3 in their last 10. Miami Marlins, 62-71, 4-6 in their last 10. Atlanta Braves, 61-72, 6-4 in their last 10. Washington Nationals, 53-80, 3-7 in their last 10. New York Mets, that Ryan Helsley trade, really coming back to bite them in the you-know-where. Obviously, he has pitched absolutely horribly out of the bullpen for them. 0-3 with a 10.84 ERA in I think 11 appearances, only 8 2/3 innings pitched. Once again, blows the lead there against the Philadelphia Phillies the other day. Now, they won it on a walk-off in the ninth inning, but still, I mean, Housley has to get it figured out for the New York Mets if they have any hopes of being a legitimate World Series contender.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, David Peterson's the horse of that staff right now, right? The rest are kind of, I mean, Senga's coming and stuff like that. He's making some progress all the time. I just don't know if they have enough when it comes right down to it. They just play too much yo-yo baseball for me, up and down. Phillies, we talked about them. We know what they got to grind through and they got to get through. They've got the depth. They've got the horses on offense and pitching. So they're good. They're good. The one team that I'm really liking for the future, Nolan, when I look at it, and now that they got Sandy Alcantara coming back and really having quality start after quality start again and stuff like that, is the Miami Marlins. They've got three really good-looking horses moving into 2026 if they can build around them with Cabrera and Yuri Perez. They've got some good young guys that look really hungry and aggressive to do that back to the 2000 era and stuff like that when they last played in World Series. I'm looking forward to seeing them in 2026 if they can keep that big three together.
Yeah. I mean, no, they're definitely on the right direction. You got to assume Atlanta's going to take a step forward again next year. But Miami definitely by all accounts is moving in the right direction, especially like you said, they got the young nucleus in place. They got three horses. They'll probably go out and make a move to get a fourth. And the heck, if I'm a player, I'm looking at it right, and I'd be excited. If I was a good veteran player, I'd be excited about what's going on down in Miami, which is crazy to say out loud, considering what they haven't really been too relevant over the past few years outside of when Skip Schumacher took them to the playoffs there a couple years ago. Anyways, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, we talked about Justin Verlander at the top of the show, and I kind of want to go through his career and stuff, because Dirtbags, I've been talking to my players over here in the club about three types of players. There's three types of players that you look at. So one has an A talent level and an A mindset. That's your top. That's your elite. That's your Michael Jordans, your Wayne Gretzky's, your Tom Brady's. In the baseball world, it's tough to say because they all switch and stuff like that. But let's say you're Shohei Ohtani. Let's say you're Mike Trout when he's running and Albert Pujols when they're running. Just as a few examples. Justin Verlander was in there as well. So that's player one. Player two ends up with an A talent level but a B mindset. And these players, Dirtbags, they're the guys that kill the team and get coaches fired. The talent is there, but they got no mindset to go to practice, to go to work, and do everything they need to do to make the team better. I hate to say it, but there's an Allen Iverson in a sense, right?
Rafi Devers.
And those, exactly. Those are cripplers. That's a terrible word to say, but that's the reality of them. Player three is a B talent level with an A mindset. That's the guys that you want to build a team around. That's the guys that understand that they're not on that A level talent wise, but they will go to practice and everything that they do on and off that field is with intent and purpose. And that gravitates to the other players and stuff like that. So why is Kirk talking about that with Justin Verlander? Well, let's go through his career, right? So if you went at it, when he comes out of Old Dominion as a college player going to the Tigers, he's not quite, he is an A talent, but he's probably a B mindset at that point in time. He gets a couple of years in, then he goes AA. Let's be honest, through the middle of that career, or the majority of his career, he's been that AA player. Now that he's older, we're talking about these strikeouts, he's getting them. I hope he can surpass that next 50, 55 strikeouts and pull himself into what? That would pull him up to about sixth position overall in the history of the game. This is where he really needs to get back to his AA. Obviously he's older, so he's not going to have A on the talent, but he's still going to have that B talent, A mindset. So you're going to see him keep surviving. You're going to see him keep grinding, and he's only going to make the team better. He's going to have his bad games. There's no question about it. And we've seen him do that with the Giants so far. Saw him do it a little bit with the Astros, and that's going to happen more and more. But when you look at those players, that's why they're Hall of Fame players, because they're adaptable at each stage of their career, but they never become that B talent, or sorry, that A talent, B mindset guy. They're always A mindset to enhance their talent if it isn't in the A level. So, hats off to him. Credit to him. I'm excited for him. Congratulations to get that. I'm happy. Just carry on and go as long as you can, Justin Verlander. What are you thinking about his career, Nolan? I know you've talked about it in the past. How do you define his career?
Hall of Famer. MVP.
Just as simple as that.
Triple crown.
MVP. Big call.
You don't need to dive into all the fancy superlatives and everything like that. He's got the MVP. He's got the Hall of Fame in 5 years after he retires. I hope he ends his career in Detroit, to tell everybody the truth. Obviously, that's where it started. That's where he went on his best run early in his career. I really don't know what hat he'll wear going into the Hall of Fame. Because obviously he got the ring with Houston. Everybody knows his career was done when he left Detroit. He goes down to Houston, and Houston basically Charlie Morton'd him and said, here you go, here's another 7 years of pitching at the major league level. So you can get your 3,000 Ks. Now, obviously, your 3,500 Ks, but you can get your 3,000 Ks. I can't remember, but I want to say he won his 200th game, and I'm sure it was with the Houston Astros, right? So, end of the day, I don't know if he wears the Tigers hat into the hall. I don't know if he wears no hat into the hall. But that being said, like you said, it's one of those ones that, yeah, he came up and obviously showed the stuff very early in his career. He was sitting low nines, and then all of a sudden, later in the game, was ramping it up to 100 at 110 pitches, right? Like, he always had the stuff. Everybody knew that he was a fantastic pitcher. Obviously, Detroit had all the pieces around them. They just never got over the hump to actually win a World Series with him. But, yeah, I mean, there's not too much details that I need to go into with Verlander. He's a Hall of Famer, and he's an MVP at the end of the day. And how many pitchers win an MVP? Not that often. So there you go.
Great question coming in, Dirtbags, and appreciate the love and the passion at this time of year for a team that's struggling. In this case, coming in from Washington Nationals fans, Nolan, and a lot of disappointment, to be quite honest with you, in that even though they're not in the hunt, there's disappointment. They want to know what you're thinking, what you're seeing when you look at the Washington Nationals. And that's not a bad team. They're saying the same thing, the fans that are writing it into us. But they're just at a loss for how bad they're playing right now, how lack of intensity it appears like they're playing with right now. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing an ownership and a manager. Well, ownership and management that just dropped the ball on what they did at the midseason. Obviously, right before the draft, headlines break, fire Davey Martinez, fire Mike Rizzo, draft Eli Wiltz. And it's not a knock on Wiltz by any stretch of the imagination, but obviously the players were more bought into playing with Davey. And ever since they made the move to get rid of the pair of those guys, it seems like everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in Washington. Like, obviously, James Wood, fantastic. He's going to be a superstar in the league. His numbers have started to slide. CJ Abrams, same thing. Fantastic player. Don't know if he'll necessarily ever reach superstar levels, but he's certainly a fantastic shortstop. And you can tell, probably going to be the shortstop of the future for the Washington Nationals if they're smart and re-up him. Obviously, they got a bunch of young kids there, Mackenzie Gore, stuff like that. He needs to get right again. But I think it all comes back to when they fired Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, at the fact that that's when you can pinpoint the season going from them not necessarily being in contention, but at least they were hovering 500, to all of a sudden them being completely out of the picture.
Good call, man. Hopefully that'll answer some questions for you. Nationals love to get your feedback. You know that. So, you know, let us know what you think of Nolan's answer to that. I think you're bang on with that, Nolan. There's no question about it. I really like that. No question. So let's go back to what could be the AL MVP, Nolan. Seattle wanting to know if they're showing a lot of love for their boy, the big dumper. Finally, this week in the MLB, notifications overtakes Mr. Judge for early running of AL MVP. You and I have been saying it all along, year. There's not even a question.
Cut the could be crap. Should be, will be, he is MVP of the American League. I do not care what pundits say. I do not care what some of those professional media outlets are saying. Newsflash, watch a gosh darn Seattle Mariners game, and you will understand why he is the MVP. No disrespect to Aaron Judge in the season that he is putting up. Absolutely fantastic numbers, right in line with what he's been doing for, well, the better part of a decade now. Whenever he's healthy, he is putting up those numbers. But watch a Seattle Mariners game, and you will understand why Cal Raleigh is the MVP of the American League. I don't need to dive into it. You guys have heard me talk about this repeatedly on this show. He is bar none the clear-cut MVP to me in the American League.
I love the fact that you told the dirtbags to go ahead and watch the Mariners. And I think you're right on. That's the best way to really appreciate what that guy is. Forget about the All-Star game. Forget about the home run competition. Just watch him day in, day out, and understand who he is and all the work that really goes into it, not just thumping balls out of the park from both sides of the plate and beating the records like he's done this week and he'll continue to do for the rest of the season. So very quickly, Nolan, what's your thoughts on the NL MVP talk right now? They've been very consistent all the way through on the show. I know your feelings. Let the dirtbags know.
Yeah, I'm 4 months strong of Kyle Schwarber's MVP. Point blank. I don't. And here's the thing. You take Shohei away from that team. That team is still winning 70 games. Like, with or without Shohei in that lineup. I get that Shohei theoretically has been the best player on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Sure, Mookie Betts has had a down year. Sure, Freddie Freeman has been injured at stretches. Sure, Teoscar Hernandez hasn't put up the same offensive numbers as he did last year. Sure, some of their pitchers are injured. End of the day, that is still a 70-win team. They paid $7,000 million to build the roster that they built. Without Shohei Ohtani, they would surely go out and get two other guys that could be potential Shohei Ohtanis. Shohei Ohtani has not pitched enough to justify me jump or leapfrogging Kyle Schwarber, who leads the National League for home runs, leads the major leagues for RBIs. Without Kyle Schwarber there in Philadelphia, yes, still a good team, but look at the norms that these guys are having. Castellanos has not had a fantastic year by any stretch of the imagination. Bryce Harper has had a down year by all accounts. JT Realmuto has passed the hump. Trey Turner has had his moments where he's been fantastic and his moments where he has been ho-hum. He has played fantastic defensively at shortstop. I got nothing but respect for the turnaround that he had compared to last year defensively. Bryson Stott is a fringe major league second baseman. Without Kyle Schwarber there, that team is not first place in the National League East. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, good call. I like it. So just over 2 minutes, Nolan. Came out on Foul Territory podcast. Shout out to them. Ken Rosenthal was on. Your Cardinals fans are fired right up. Ken Rosenthal said, with all the turmoil and the year that Ole Marmol had to go through and stuff like that, he can see him being the manager to start the 2026 or back. He didn't say the start. He said back in 2026 with your St. Louis Cardinals. Thoughts on that?
I hope he is wrong. So much so. I can't stress this enough. Ole Marmol, no disrespect to Ole Marmol, because what he has done this year honestly surpassed what I believe the Cardinals would have been. I didn't expect them, after 130 games, to still be a fringe 500 team. Got to be completely honest with you. That being said, not a manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, not even close to the quality of a manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. That guy, to me, can't manage a Little League team. And I'm saying that with the utmost honesty that I can. In my honest opinion, we go from Mike Schilt, we go from being a perennial playoff team to all of a sudden, what the heck have we been for 3 years straight? As a St. Louis Cardinals fan, that is unacceptable, the level of what we have played at for the past 3 years. We finished dead last in the division a couple of years ago. This year, we're like I said, by a miracle, we're somehow around 500. The pitching staff, thankfully, has stayed healthy for the whole year, albeit it's not a great pitching staff. But I'm looking at it, and he doesn't even get the most out of his players. His players look lost half the time. And that's putting it about as blunt as I can. I need Yadier Molina or Albert Pujols behind the bench to start the 2026 season. It's not a want, it's a need. Otherwise, the Cardinals fans will not be showing up to the ballpark in the droves that they have for years.
Yeah, I think I'm not seeing player development. I'm not seeing a lot of player accountability, to be quite honest with you, on that program. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought for this episode, shout out to Taiwan. Ends up beating Nevada in the Little League World Series for their first title since 1996. honestly, their one pitcher, Lin Chin Si, I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. I don't know if anybody really watched it or not, but this kid was just dominant. Allowed one hit in five innings in the championship game. They won 7-0. He's 5'8" at 12 years old, and he was hitting 80 miles an hour on multiple occasions with his fastball from 46 feet. That's get on you speed. So I don't know what it equates to, but it's upper nines, maybe 100 off of an actual mound, and this kid's 12. I'm like, dude was bringing it. Yep. So if you had your bets in, I think you would have been betting on this kid. That's a big horse for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, and that is some giddy up for sure. So, and I think that's a big thing that doesn't even get known, let alone seen back home, Nolan. And the development of Europe is one thing, but boy, I'll tell you what they're doing all through the Asia world is unbelievable. And China's a sleeping giant. They've been working at it for a decade now, and they're ready to explode. So there's going to be all kinds of competition all over the world. And they're just starting to get into India. So there's another 2 billion people you're talking about getting your hands on with baseball and stuff like that and trying to transfer them, if they can, from a cricket world to a baseball world. So all kinds of potential that, back home, we just don't see it. We don't see it coming. And there's going to just be a flood of amazing baseball players on all levels from all around the world. So that's why that World Baseball Classic is always so exciting. It really is. The baseball's Olympics. It really is, and it truly should be. And that's why we all get so excited about seeing it every 4 years, and we should, because I'd watch it every year. let them go ahead and do it every year if they wanted to. I'd be all settled in and watching it every year. There wouldn't even be a doubt in my mind. So I can talk on and on, Dirtbags. You know we can. So we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Get out there and have a dirty week. On the field, off the wheel, field, player, parent, coach, trainer, fan, whatever you are. That's the bottom line. That's the expectation. So, unfortunately, though, Dirtbags, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.